Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll do some dreaming, try to keep from falling down, have a workshop, and do some archaeology. But to get us started, last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver, but left that field to work as a theater pianist. That led to his writing material for vaudeville and Broadway stars, and producing his own nightclub floor shows. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 1920s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 915 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Americana, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, but others with whom he worked included Harry Barris, Duke Ellington, Rube Bloom, Sammy Fain, Jay Gorney, Ray Henderson, Burton Lane, Jimmy McHugh, James Monaco, Sam Stepped, and Harry Warren. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973. Here are three from the pen of Ted Kohler.
Red penny, borrow some if you haven't any, buy yourself a new broom, sweep the blues away, spend a half a dollar, if you don't, you're a horse's collar, tidy up that blue room, and keep the blues away, unless I miss my guess, happiness doesn't hide around corners, get wise, use your eyes, maybe you'll get a pleasant surprise, change that hard luck story. Everything will be honky-dory. Get yourself a new broom and sweep the blues away.
Every step of the mile, and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade, a handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Look, here they come. Oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd. They're cheering. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, everybody loves a parade. And look at those feet. Tramp, tramp, tramp. Never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Sue the stars and stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's the command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. Well, say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a
I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm going to love you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day to see the doctor go away. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want? Too long as I promise you, baby, I'm going to love you as long as I live.
A trio of rapidly rotating records with lyrics by Ted Kohler. We just heard Clarence Williams and his orchestra with James P. Johnson on piano and the vocal by Chick Bullock, and As Long As I Live from March 23, 1934. Chick Bullock was preceded by Harry Richman and the Ted Kohler-Harold Arlen collaboration, I Love a Parade, from George White's Music Hall Varieties. That was recorded on August 15, 1932. And we began the show with Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra and another Arlen-Kohler collaboration, Get Yourself a New Broom. The vocalist on that May 9, 1933 Brunswick recording was Ivy Anderson. Ivy Anderson was born in 1905, and after having made a name for herself at the Cotton Club, she was hired by Duke Ellington in 1931 and spent the next 11 years with the band. Lyricist Ted Kohler, born July 14, 1894. And we'll have another Ted Kohler lyric a little later on in the show. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on July 19th, in 1799, an irregularly shaped stone of black basalt, measuring about 4 feet by 2.5 feet, was found near the town of Rashid, about 35 miles northeast of Alexandria, Egypt, by Pierre-François-Xavier Bouchard. That piece of rock is, of course, the Rosetta Stone, which bore an inscription in 3 different scripts, Egyptian hieroglyphic, Demotic, and Ancient Greek, and it was the key to the interpretation of Egyptian hieroglyphics. Egyptian hieroglyphic writing arose in about 2900 BC, and the last known use was in 394 AD. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records to commemorate the Rosetta Stone.
Never leave me, I'll be always, always the one, dear. Oh, baby, my love for you. Why, you've made me learn to forget all those things that could keep us apart. Why, Rosetta, never leave me, I'll be always, always the one, dear, for you.
Where's my handkerchief? got a funny feeling in my eyes and ears and throat. I can't sleep, I can't eat. Get a pail and soak my feet, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Please repeat what you said. Got a lot of funny noises in my head, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Bought myself galoshes, flannel union suit. Over my galoshes I wear a pair of rubber boots. I feel bad, I feel bub. Gee, I wish that sprig would come, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Oh, my neck, oh, my knees. All I do is sniff and sneeze, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Bought a buck of aspirin, washed it down with garden gin, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Went to see the doctor, asked him what to do. Lordy, help the doctor, he said, I think I've got one too. So we lay down side by side. I'm still here, but the doctor died, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. I got a cold in my nose.
Thank you.
A couple of versions of Rosetta, performed by one of its composers, Earl Hines, the other being Henry Wood. The solo piano version we just heard was recorded by Earl Hines in Chicago on October 22, 1939. And we began the set about 5 years earlier with Earl Hines and his orchestra on September 12, 1934, and a Quinn Wilson arrangement of Rosetta with Walter Fuller performing the vocal. Quinn Wilson played bass in the band and Walter Fuller played trumpet. And in between the Rosettas, it was I Gotta Coded by Doze, written in 1929 by Billy Rose, Arthur Fields, and Fred Hall, and featured in the film Funny Girl. So what does I Gotta Coded by Doze have to do with the Rosetta Stone? Well, it was sung there by Rosetta Duncan. Composer and entertainer Rosetta Duncan was born November 23, 1900, in Los Angeles, and was one of the Duncan sisters. Rosetta and Vivian Duncan worked as stage partners for about 50 years, beginning with their debut as members of Gus Edwards' The Kiddies Revue. They wrote songs for and appeared in the Broadway musical Topsy and Eva, and were also in the silent film version. They also toured England on a number of occasions. Older sister Evelyn Duncan played Virginia Thorne in the 1915 movie Peer Gynt and Amy Van Epps in the 1921 Broadway drama Lilies of the Field. Rosetta Duncan died in an automobile accident in 1959.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Say, have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on the show? Well, you can send your requests and or comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This past week, on July 16th in 1934, the musical drama Dreams Come True debuted on the NBC Red Radio Network. So here to commemorate Dreams Come True are some rapidly rotating records about dreams, beginning with Kaplan's Melodists.
Thank you. melody. May you laugh in your dream while the man in the moon gently beams, and the breeze softly sighs as the old sandman closes your eyes. All the stars know I love you, and they will watch above you. Have a thought just for me, and sleep tight. May you laugh in your dream. Good night. May you laugh in your dream while the man in the moon gently beams, and the breeze softly sighs as the old sandman closes your eyes. All the stars know I love you, and they will watch above you. Have a thought just for me, and sleep tight. May you laugh in your dream. Good night.
Cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine beats through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your trouble in dreams and dream your troubles away. Thank you.
on. Little dreams that we can share. Dream on. While I press you to my heart. Dream on. Let each tiny care depart. The dawn is on its way in all its glory. The dawn means a brighter day for you and for me. Dream on, planning happiness for two. Dream on, and I'll dream along with you.
Some rapidly rotating records about dreams to commemorate the debut on July 16, 1934 on NBC Radio of Dreams Come True. We began with Kaplan's Melodists on July 23, 1924 with the vocal refrain by James Daugherty and May You Laugh in Your Dreams. From 1925 to 29, Dave Kaplan often provided piano accompaniment for the Happiness Boys. Kaplan's Melodists was actually a group of Edison studio musicians, which Kaplan directed, and in mid-1927 he began using the name Dave Kaplan with his Happiness Orchestra. Kaplan also worked for music publishing company G. Schirmer as an arranger. Next, it was another Ted Kohler lyric, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, the Rhythmic Eight, October 7th, 1931. And we finished up with Adrian Rollini and his orchestra with Red McKenzie performing vocally on Dream On from July 29, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on July 18th in 1936, the drama series The Columbia Workshop debuted on CBS Radio. The series was a workshop for newcomers to radio, but many prominent actors were involved, as well as young performers, writers, directors, and producers. Writers whose works were featured included William Saroyan, Archibald MacLeish, and Irving Rice, a founder of the workshop, and Orson Welles was part of the production staff. So here's a trio of rapidly rotating records to commemorate the Columbia Workshop.
Wa shamaketa desu Now, show girls, slow girls, never had a beau, girls, here's your only chance, and how, if you please it, while the music plays, you can dance for days to that lazy craze, free and easy.
not a soul to tell our troubles to. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stairs. We never knock, for nobody's there. Just me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
The Colombians with vocal refrain by Franklin Bauer and Me and My Shadow, music by Dave Dreyer and lyric by Billy Rose, and waxed by Columbia on May 25, 1927. Before that, it was the Columbia Photo Players, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and The Free and Easy from March 13, 1930. The Free and Easy was a dance step introduced by Buster Keaton in the 1930 MGM picture Free and Easy, in which Keaton plays Gopher City, Kansas talent agent Elmer J. Butts. And we began with Midge Williams and the Columbia Jazz Band and Lazy Bones. Midge Williams was born in California in 1908, but toured the Far East in the late 20s and worked in jazz clubs in China and Japan. In fact, that recording of Lazy Bones was recorded in Japan in December of 1933. She was featured on Rudy Valley's radio show in 1936, and in 37 and 38 made a series of recordings as Midge Williams and her jazz jesters.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1913 in Omaha, Nebraska, of the 38th President of the United States, Gerald R. Ford. Despite his having been a former athlete, he was prone to occasional physical clumsiness, which became the basis for a weekly bit on Saturday Night Live, in which he was played by Chevy Chase. Ford himself published a book in 1987 entitled Humor and the Presidency, so here to commemorate Ford's birthday is a set of rapidly rotating records about falling, beginning with Annette Hanshaw.
I'm flying high, but I've got a feeling I'm falling. Falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll jump right through. I used to travel single, oh, we chance to mingle, oh, now I'm a tingle over you. Hey, Mr. Paulson, stand by. For I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. Mm-hmm. up in the air. It's funny, so funny, me taking it this way. Don't know if I should, but gee, it feels good. I'm flying high up in the sky, but I've got a funny feeling that I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. And you know it too, you caught my eye, baby, that's why. I've got a funny feeling that I'm falling. Show me the ring and oh boy, I'll take it from you. I used to travel single, oh we chance to mingle, oh now. Now I'm a tingle over you. Oh, Mr. Parson, stand by, don't leave me now. I've got a feeling I'm falling and how. Falling for nobody else but you.
Fallen for me.
Redheads, Red Nichols, Miff Mold, Bobby David, Fred Morrow, Arthur Shutt, and Vic Burton, and Fallen Arches, recorded November 13, 1925. That was preceded by Jack Hilton and his orchestra and Fancy You Falling for Me from 1929. And we began with Annette Hanshaw, accompanied by the New Englanders, May 9, 1929, and the Fats Waller, Harry Link, Billy Rose collaboration, I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. Next week will be a special edition of Rapidly Rotating Records as we celebrate our third anniversary on the air here on KISL. I hope you'll tune in. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶